This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And Kathy Dawes, and we're going to lead things off with State Senator Tom Hawke of Manhattan, who's on the phone line with us, tells us he has just maybe 10 minutes to share with us, or maybe a little less now, and he'll let us know when he needs to head out. But Tom, we appreciate you spending some time with us. Let's get right to it. I know the Associated Press wire talking a lot about that property tax for public schools, and apparently the Senate pretty involved in that discussion.
Yes, it actually hasn't come to the floor of the Senate yet. And I think it probably relates to the school finance thing that's happening over in the House. They've kind of kicked a school finance plan out of their committee, though they're not going to vote on it on the House floor until the coordinating council hires a legal counsel. And that's kind of hung up on who that might be, whether it's the person that was used last year or former Senator Jeff King. Is sort of being considered, and I think they're meeting on that today at 1 o'clock. So I have certainly mixed feelings about anything that increases property tax, even though we used to have 35 mills on the school finance, and actually way beyond that during my earlier days in the school district. And with the new finance formula, it was dropped down to 20 mills, and that's what it's been. So I think that will be a very spirited discussion when it gets to the Senate floor.
I know, of course, the flat tax continues to be a lot of discussion on that. And any thoughts? I know that we were kind of hearing that there was, the governor may actually not veto this time around, but yet there seems to be a little bit of dissension, too, into how to come up with a plan that way.
Well, it's I'm not, at least the version I've seen of it, I'm not personally in favor of that. We debated that on the floor a good share of yesterday. And when the final votes came out, it got 3 votes out of 40. So it was, I think, 37-3. So apparently not very popular with moderates, conservatives, Republicans, or Democrats. And I think it had several provisions in it that the governor was saying he needed to have in that flat tax along with it, which was not in that bill, but he was proposing increasing alcohol and cigarette taxes, and we've done that in the past, and I've gotten a lot of mail from constituents absolutely not in favor of increasing alcohol and cigarette taxes. So I think we're back to the drawing board. I think this was the fifth tax plan that we've really voted on, and the very best one that raised at least a reasonable amount of money was the one we did about 5 or 6 weeks ago that the governor vetoed, and we fell in the Senate 3 votes short of that. I think it was a fair one. It was a graduated, had 3 different levels, did away with the governor's LLC tax exemption that allowed businesses not to pay taxes, so got them back on the tax rolls. They've had a 4 or 5 year vacation from taxes, but need to pay their fair share. And so I think we'll probably wind up somewhere back towards that one when we come back in May.
Of course, school finance continues to be of concern, and the very latest from the Senate's perspective on that?
As I kind of mentioned before, the House has been doing the heavy lifting on that. The Senate Education Committee has not really met this week, and I'm a little disappointed that they're not being more active. I guess the strategy that the head of that committee, the Republican head of that committee, has is wait and see what the House sends to us, and then we'll decide if we like that. The one that has come out of committee in the House but has not been voted on the House floor essentially puts $150 million into it. Their first plan only put $75 million in. This one puts $150 million in over 5 years. Several people, including one of the leaders, Representative Melissa Rooker from Fairway, Kansas City area, came up with a plan last year that got us out of the hot water. If you'll recall, we were in with the Supreme Court on equity, and this is on adequacy, and she tried to get a little more money put in the first year and cut the time period down instead of 5 years into 3 or 4 years, and that barely missed passing. It was a 9-7 vote in the committee. So if school people are listening, I think it has some good provisions in it. It really restores most of the formula that we've had that has worked well, certainly for the Manhattan, Clay Center, Junction City school districts. And it has a couple of things in it, I think, that people will question, like a bigger tax credit for low-income students on a scholarship program that actually takes money away from the public schools that I don't like. But and it still has a local option budget, but they have a different name for it. I can't remember what their new name for it is. But it generally, I think, has the components that the court ultimately will like if we make sure that we have an adequate amount of money in there.
Also, I know liquor we're hearing a lot about. I know the Kansas House just yesterday voting to give grocery stores the right to sell full-strength beer. And, of course, that's a history that we've had of pretty strict liquor laws. I mean, obviously, I know you folks need to look at it, too. But just some of your thoughts about that. It looks like our local delegation in the House split on that vote anyway.
I've been teasing the lobbyists on both sides of this. I'm going to say you guys are not going to have any business in your lobbying groups, and I'm worried that it will be a weight reduction program for legislators, because we always have Dillons and Hy-Vee and different groups in having lunches that they put up by the old Supreme Court room on noon lunches, and we settled this uncorked battle on alcohol. I don't know if there'll be any food in the Capitol. So teasing people about that. They use food to get your attention, because we usually don't have very much time to eat. So they have sandwiches and things available over the noon hour and have a chance to bend your ear on this issue. And that's been going on since I've been back in my Senate position. But I think actually, it's Senate Bill 13, and I think it's probably a good compromise. We're just getting ready to talk about that in my caucus in a few minutes. But we have both the lobbyist groups for the liquor store owners and those for the grocery stores and the mini marts have kind of come to an agreement on this, and it's just one strength of beer. And I've always contended that was sort of a false notion that we had about 3-2 beer versus strong beer. Somebody told me that 12 strong beers was the same as 13 weak beers that you get in the grocery store. And so they settled on, instead of 3-2 beer, a 6%, I think, by volume beer that grocery stores could sell. And the big problem I think Kansas is facing is Oklahoma and Colorado have gone to single-strength beer, and that reduces the possibility that those producers of beer, the Anheuser-Busches and Coors and so on, that have beer for our grocery stores and mini-marts, convenience stores, would have product available over time. And so, to me, this looks like a good compromise. Liquor store owners have had difficulty selling their businesses because this issue is up in the air, and they've questioned. So there's a 10-year moratorium that the lobbyists will no longer lobby on this issue for 10 years. They've agreed to that. And so I think it may be a compromise that when people really look at it, that nobody, like a good compromise is one that nobody really loves, but everybody can live with. I think that may be what we're looking at here on this.
I'm guessing you're running out of time. You'd mentioned a fire compact last week, or anything else you want to mention real quickly for us
today? I'd like to tip my hat to Larry Biles and our Kansas Forest Service there at K-State. They were instrumental in getting this fire compact. In fact, they were instrumental in fighting both the fires that we had a year ago in South Central Kansas and then the ones we had in Clark and Reno. We lost 300,000 acres a year ago to grass fires and 711,000 acres this year, and we have not had a compact. They tried to get a compact, and the legislature really didn't bring this up as a major issue, so they came back again, and Representative Rooker, who's working on school finance, is also on the advisory committee with me on the Kansas Forest Service, and we worked and helped Larry Biles and his staff and our local firefighters from Manhattan area were instrumental, too, in getting this compact there. So we can, before, if we needed to fight a fire on the border, like with Oklahoma, we had to stop at the border, and they had to stop at their border. Now that we're going to be in this compact, it was passed in the Senate last week, the House this week, and the governor just needs to sign it. then we can share equipment and we can share staff, and we have the economics of it worked out ahead of time. So the next grass fire that we really have, I think it will save us time in getting there, and we'll have more resources. And I can't say enough about our Forest Service and their leadership in this. And my only big dilemma with this and about 50 other things is the governor's cut the budget so much in so many areas. We don't have any extra funds to contribute. Oklahoma has $15 million that they put into their fire service. We put $3 million into our total budget, and only $1 million of that goes into our Forest Service for firefighting. And of that million, only $300,000 is what the state general fund puts in. So we have much more work to do on this and the water plan. And if we don't attend to these, we're faced with huge multi-million dollar losses like we've had on the grass fire. So I think this is a great first step on this, and I'm really proud of our Manhattan and K-State efforts and our Forest Service to get that done. So that's some really good news, and I hope when I come back in May and we talk again, I'll have even more good news on taxes, the budget, and school finance.
Well, thanks so much, Tom. We'll let you get to your caucus, and we've been talking with State Senator Tom Hawk of Manhattan. Going to take a break now. When we come back, Riley County Extension and Health, Nutrition, and Food Safety Agent Jenny Bernard will be joining us. Going to talk about eggs. You know, obviously, it's Easter, so time to talk about eggs a little bit. So, again, you're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.